Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, his Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. It's over a year now, Joey abandoning our fellow Americans in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. And of course, they've turned the page. Nobody talked about it except for us. Maybe a few others that do podcasts or radio shows that I don't know about. And if you are talking about it, thank you. Because our fellow Americans and green card holders and Afghan allies deserve to be remembered, and they never should have been abandoned by Joe Biden. Just a disgusting, nauseating chapter in American history that nobody seems to pay attention about. All right, it's primary day, Wyoming, Liz Cheney against Harriet Hegman, and we've had her on the program, Harriet, and you know, she's expected to win by a pretty large margin. I wouldn't expect any surprises there. Alaska is interesting to me because Alaska has, no offense to my friends in Alaska, you know how much I love you up there. I love your rugged individualism. I love every Alaska show that's ever been put on TV. What's my favorite one, Linda? Well, beyond...
Life Below Zero?
Life Below Zero. I love... Deadliest Catch I Love, which is the crabbing industry out of Alaska in the Bering Sea. I mean, it is insane the life those guys live. You know, that show has lost a number of their main characters in the series, actual, you know, fishermen that do this for a living. It's perilous out there. It has got to be the hardest job. You get swells 35 feet high. And they've got to navigate through that, and they got to pull up these pots and hope and pray that they got a pot full of crabs. And a lot of times they just strike out, and they just got to keep going until they meet their limit, meet their quota. It's crazy. Anyway, so we're going to watch very closely. But Alaska is a very strange state. You got on the House side the test to replace and finish out Congressman Don Young's term, who passed away, and it's the state's first tested ranked choice balloting for congressional elections, and it looks like it's coming down to Governor Palin and this guy Nick is a bigot. I don't even know his name. Anyway, although there's a potential Democrat in there that could play a spoiler, and just to remind everybody tonight, you may actually be waiting days or even weeks to find an actual winner. And Alaskans also will take their first step and see whether or not Liberal Senator Lisa Murkowski can survive. She's not loved in the state, but the way they do their elections in Alaska makes it possible she could ultimately be the winner. And what I mean by that is, you know, she won in 2010 and she ran as a write-in candidate after losing the GOP primary. So, I mean, she's expected to easily coast to the top four. Now, the top four will continue on It's sort of like, I don't know, what are those TV shows? America's Got Talent. You move on to the next round. It's sort of like, you know, Alaska's Got Talent, and you move on to the next round. Kelly Chewbacca, who we are supporting. Anyway, there are 19 candidates in total. It is the top four will advance in the next round of primary party voting. And that those 19 candidates include Murkowski and Kelly Chewbacca, who a lot of conservatives are supporting. So it's going to be interesting. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. In some of the Senate races, some very strange things are happening. We're going to watch. I'm going to be very careful in my comments. I want to just see what happens. A video of John Fetterman has come out. I think it was up until yesterday was the last day that John Fetterman would be able to be replaced on the ticket in Pennsylvania. He had a stroke before the primary. He had only been seen one previous time in public, and it was very briefly with no remarks at all. But yesterday, he was really not able to speak in complete sentences. The poor guy had a stroke. He doesn't seem like he's capable of doing this job at all. And anyway, and also it's come out that this guy that loves to act like a tough guy and wears a hoodie everywhere he goes, it turns out was living off mommy and daddy in a trust fund until he was in his 40s and he became lieutenant governor. And by the way, he's to the left of Bernie Sanders, wants to release a third of all criminals, wants to eliminate the legislative filibuster, wants to end all energy production in the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And that story is only beginning to get told. I know people, you know, people love to write off candidates in August, which is a really dumb thing to do. You know, I call them the hazy, hot, humid Hannity days of summer. And in those hazy, hot, Hannity, humid Hannity days of summer, you know, people are often on vacation. Their schedules change quite a bit. Their viewing, listening habits for radio and TV change quite a bit. All that is just par for the course. We've been doing this a long time, so you see a big pattern take place. But this guy, did you see that tape, Linda? You live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't like him, and I would be one of them for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, he has this tough guy image, this rugged individualist image.
Always.
He's to the left of Bernie Sanders. Not, I mean, he'll be a 99.9% Bernie Sanders backer. Whatever Bernie does, he would do for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh, he'd make Bernie Sanders look like Donald Trump.
But here's the problem. Did you see him try to speak yesterday?
No, something is wrong.
It was painful. I almost felt sorry for the guy. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
I do feel sorry for him because they're so desperate. They're still running him out. And even the other day when he was like, whoever thought I'd be the most normal guy in the race? I'm like, you're not. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's going to become more apparent. Now, Oz has been asking him to debate and is asking.
He just challenged him to five different debates.
Yeah, he challenged him to five debates around the country. And if the guy can't debate, that means the guy is not strong enough to be your senator. And the people of Pennsylvania are going to have to realize that. There's also, look, I mean, you had a very contentious primary in Pennsylvania. And by the way, I've spoken to Dave McCormick. I've spoken to the other candidates, Jeff Bartos. I've spoken to all Carly Sands. I've just spoken to all of them. I didn't speak to Kathy Barnett. She was mad at me, so I figured, you know, leave her alone. She thinks that it was unfair of me to put out the fact that her tweets would make her unelectable. I meant it. I believed it. And it was not designed to hurt her. As a matter of fact, when we first interviewed her, we really liked her a lot on this program. We think she has potential star qualities in politics. But if she doesn't clean up social media in as much as, say, I regret these comments and these comments and these comments, I think that would render her unelectable in a statewide election. She might be able to win a congressional seat, although she had a chance to do that 2 years ago and didn't do well at all in a district where she should have done a lot better, in my opinion. So we're going to watch. This is going to be a pretty interesting night. We'll have it all covered for you tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on Fox News, and we'll let you know what happens. Later in the program today, there was an agreement reached between the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Union and school district, And it states that white teachers will be laid off before teachers of color, regardless of seniority. Now, apparently they reached this agreement to end a 2-week strike last spring, and it starts this school year that, quote, you know, if you need to get rid of a teacher who's a member of a population, quote, underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, that the district shall fire, they say, excess the least senior teacher who is not a member of the underrepresented population. So basically, they're institutionalizing discrimination as a form of repayment of the discrimination. But it's not like unless there's a specific accusation, you're discriminating against people that had no part in ever discriminating against anybody in their life, as far as we know. And that would be institutionalizing it. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. This is not going to go well at all for anybody whatsoever. Anyway, so Fetterman, you're right, has not responded to Oz's challenge debate. The Philly Inquirer has put that out there. They've received invitation to debates. They're not committing to any of these debates. Based on what I saw yesterday, John Fetterman is not going to be able to debate Dr. Oz. He won't be able to cognitively be up to it. You know what's going to happen? He's going to run a stealth Joe Biden hide in the basement bunker campaign. That's my guess. Now, whether or not the people of Pennsylvania fall for that, I don't know. Now, I know it was a contentious primary. When I spoke to Dave McCormick, he couldn't have been nicer. I never met Dave McCormick until I'd already supported Dr. Oz. And in spite of that, he wanted to meet with me anyway. You know this story, Linda. And I met with him and I liked him. I said, why don't you run for governor? I think you'd make a good governor. But he hadn't been living in the state 7 consecutive years, so that made him ineligible to do that part. But he is from Pennsylvania, just like Oz is, although they're trying to say that he's lived in New Jersey. Oh, he's had a career elsewhere. But Pennsylvania is his home, and that's where his roots are. And I don't think that charge is going to get them very far, whether they get snooky or whatever you call them out there with these cute little tweets that Fetterman's been putting out that he thinks are funny. You know what's not funny, John Fetterman? It's not funny record high inflation caused by the Biden-Bernie manifesto, the people you love so much. You know what else is not good, Mr. Fetterman? It's not good when people are paying record high gas prices. You know what else is not good? Open borders, which you support. You know what else is not good? Defunding the police, which you support, and eliminating, you know, and releasing a third of the prison population this guy wants to do in Pennsylvania. It's insane. Once people find out about this guy, this race is going to turn around. I predict. I hope. But I'll tell you, the Democrats are playing vicious. For all of you that have been hearing that this is going to be a wave election, Republicans should take the House and should take the Senate, I want you to hear me loudly and clearly on this 16th day of August 2022, 90 days out, around 90 days out of the election. I want you to hear me loudly and clearly. Unless you do your part, you will get the government you deserve. It is not a slam dunk that Republicans win the House and win the Senate. I think they have much better odds in the House. I think the Senate is much harder, because look at the states that are up for grabs this election cycle. I think Marco Rubio will win in Florida. I believe that. Herschel Walker has had $35 million in fake, phony, negative ads against him, demonizing him, slandering, smearing, besmirching him. And Herschel Walker, you know, they've taken a guy with the greatest personality, soul, story of redemption, and turned him into Satan incarnate. I don't recognize the Herschel Walker that they put in these ads. And I don't see that there's been enough fighting back by Herschel Walker's campaign, which I would assume is coming, and hopefully coming very soon. But he's going to have a tough run. Kemp is going to have a tough run as governor against Stacey Abrams, although he's faring better against Stacey than Herschel is against Warnock. But, you know, it's still within the margin of error, according to the last poll I saw. Then we go to North Carolina, which is more purple than we like to admit. But I think Bud's the odds-on favorite, but he's a favorite to win by 3. It's not a slam dunk. I think Senator Tim Scott will win and win easily. Charles Grassley will win easily. I don't know what's going to happen in New Hampshire. We'll get our eyes on that race soon. Ron Johnson has had over $50 million spent on him that they dumped on his head. with negative ads. Money's coming outside of Wisconsin from all over the place by every liberal organization in the country. He's the number one target to take out. Him and Oz seem to be the number one and two targets. J.D. Vance, you can say number three. They're trying to take J.D. Vance out and lose a Republican seat and have a Democratic pickup in Ohio. That can't happen. And then you look at Missouri. I think Eric Schmidt is the odds-on favorite there, the Republican, to hold the seat. Then we've got, I think, Adam Laxalt would be a great senator from Nevada. I think that Blake Masters would be a great senator, and Carrie Lake would be a great governor out in the state of Arizona. Then you got, you know, other states to look at and play with, and hopefully Chewbacca can beat Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, so we'd have a more conservative Alaska senator. We're looking at Colorado and Washington State. We're going to dig into those races in the days and weeks to come as well. But these are all bellwether states. Florida, Georgia, North, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Missouri, Nevada, and Arizona. I mean, those states sound familiar to you because they're always battleground states. So don't let anyone convince you that this is a slam dunk, because it's not.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We have a lot of news updates on the Mar-a-Lago raid down in Palm Beach of former President Donald Trump. Eric Trump was on my television show last night, Hannity, on the TV show. And anyway, he revealed, you know, this is interesting to me. How many years have all of us wanted police officers to have body cams and dash cams so that whatever incidents occur, whenever they encounter the public, that there's no more ambiguity? We'd all know what happened. And the reason I always supported it is I felt it was something that a tool that could be used that would keep everybody honest, you know, especially they call it the fog of war, fog of a moment. And then it's this person's word against this person's word. If you got it on tape and you can show a jury a tape, it's a lot better. And so we have these body cams, we have these dash cams. And I think they've been extraordinarily useful. And if you're a good cop, you want a dash cam. If you're a good cop, you want it recorded. This way, it can maybe save you from prosecution when you don't deserve to be prosecuted. And similarly, it protects people from potential police abuse from a bad apple that might be in a police force. So it works for everybody. But when the FBI agents were sent in there by Merrick Garland, and by the way, there's no way anyone's going to convince me that Joe Biden didn't know. There's no way that you're going to convince me he wasn't tipped off by either Director Ray or Merrick Garland, or they tipped off somebody close to the president, knowing that they tell the president. And you're just not going to convince me of that. By the way, Joe Biden is going from one beach to another beach on vacation. We'll get to that in a minute, because the president leaves Kiowa Island in South Carolina, flying to D.C. to sign the Inflation Increasing Act and the Tax the Poor Act and the Tax the Middle Class Act, and raise taxes on everybody making under $400,000 a year, and hiring 87,000 more IRS agents, more than doubling that agency size to harass American citizens. You know, when they say, remember, they said they weren't going to tax Americans making under $400,000 a year. Joe Biden said it again and again and again. And this very bill, remember, that was his promise. Now he's making a promise while breaking a promise with this bill. This bill taxes oil production and gas production, and taxes every barrel of oil produced either domestically or imported, in the case of Joe, from abroad, from a country that hates our guts. We're paying taxes on that. But These corporations don't pay the tax. You're going to pay more for your heating and cooling bills and the worst, with the worst inflation in 41 years, the highest gas prices we've ever had. You know, well, gas is down, Hannity. Why don't you talk about that? When it's down to the level that Donald Trump handed off to Joe Biden, because it's $2 a gallon more now than when he came into office going on 19 months ago. When it gets down to that level, I'll say, okay, he did a good job getting gas prices down, but the only way he's going to get them down that low is by becoming energy independent. That means producing our energy domestically and not importing energy from Iran, which they're about to do a deal with, which is the worst deal in the history of mankind. They have been doing, importing Russian oil or OPEC and Saudi oil and begging the Venezuelans through an emissary to, you know, open up oil and lift sanctions on them. This is madness. Now, it was interesting. There was a story I read, I forget where, this morning, that if Vladimir Putin has a close relationship with MBS of Saudi Arabia. And it was pretty much discussed that OPEC and OPEC nations and the Saudis and the Russians are all involved. They're getting richer than they've ever been because Joe Biden and the climate alarmist religious cult have now artificially reduced the world supply of oil, and they're making record profits. They're getting rich as hell off of Joe Biden's stupidity, and we're all paying the price for it. I mean, and they're controlling the price of a barrel of oil. They can lower the price of a barrel of oil. That's why OPEC basically, you know, snubbed Joe Biden repeatedly, and so did the Saudis. They're working with Vladimir Putin. They don't care that Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine one bit. Vladimir Putin doesn't care that MBS likely killed journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Doesn't care one bit. And Joe Biden gets on his hands and knees kissing the ass of MBS, who he called a murderer and called Saudi Arabia a pariah nation. Anyway, it's nuts. Anyway, back to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. So why would they want surveillance cameras shut off? Why wouldn't the FBI want them on? If I worked in law enforcement, I'd want a body cam. I would want a dash cam. I'd want everything, every interaction I had with the public on videotape. That would protect me as a good cop. But they were demanding that they shut off the surveillance cameras. They didn't do it. So I asked Eric Trump about it last night, and they're going to release the surveillance tapes, and I think America has a right to see it. Let's see them rifling through Melania's closet. What was the point of that? Now, here's the other thing that is a very, very great interest to me. The DOJ does not want the affidavit. Now, the warrant is fine, but the warrant really doesn't tell you much, nor does a list of the items that they took tell you very much. They didn't tell us that they took Donald Trump's passports, which they did take, but the DOJ made a filing and they reference ongoing criminal investigations connected to the search. And that includes potential crimes related to the mishandling of classified information, presidential records, as well as obstruction of justice. And they say revealing the affidavit would jeopardize that probe. They don't want this out. The affidavit would tell us what Merrick Garland told a magistrate when he went judge shopping. He went to a magistrate that donated to Obama, that publicly on social media hated Donald Trump, and a guy that even once recused himself because of his political bias against Trump in a case involving Trump and Hillary Clinton. Why didn't he recuse himself here if it was relevant to recuse himself then? This raid, at the end of the day, this raid may be ruled unconstitutional. But anyway, Eric Trump will release the surveillance at the appropriate time. And when, I don't know. I didn't get a specific answer, but they are going to be releasing it. Trump is calling for the immediate release of the completely unredacted affidavit. What is the pretext under which they went into Mar-a-Lago to take anything they wanted? Under the 1917 Espionage Act. What is it? Tell everybody. What are they hiding? Anyway, so they oppose the release. Merrick Garland opposes the release. Trump's spokesperson shares an email appearing to admit that the Bureau, in fact, did seize three passports. Why wasn't that listed on the items that they took? Anyway, it's, you know, you got the same typical stuff. The problem with all of this is everything that I've been saying. Department of Justice, they're going to give Donald Trump his passports back. You know, for example, Trump initially accused the FBI of taking passports on Monday evening over at CBS News. Nora O'Donnell tweeted, quote, new, according to DOJ official, the FBI is not in possession of former President Trump's passports. Trump had accused the FBI of stealing the passports during his search. Yeah, they did. We're learning tonight that if any items not contained in the warrant were retrieved during the FBI search at Mar-a-Lago, they will be returned. Well, they shouldn't have taken it in the first place. NBC News was stunned that the Biden administration attempted to frame Trump, you know, increased his support. NBC News is reporting this, that Donald Trump now, you know, it comes when there's never been a more potential legal trouble for the former president and those associated with him. We'll talk to Paul Manafort at the top of the hour about this. But anyway, in fact, you know, we're watching what happens to Liz Cheney tonight. This is going to get very interesting. She's up against Harriet Eggman. Hegman is, it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a romp. We'll see. Both the Washington Post and New York Times, you know, coming out with their phony stories targeting Trump. When I heard anonymous sources are telling the Washington Post about potential nuclear, classified information, I said, they're lying. I knew they were lying. There is, because that was leaked by the DOJ to make it sound ominous and get people all scared, because that's the exact same tactics they've been using for 6 years. You know, and if it was so urgent to raid Mar-a-Lago, why did they wait weeks? Why did Merrick Garland he's deliberating for weeks over whether to approve the application for the search warrant. After they got it, if it was so dangerous, why did they wait for 3 days before they executed the search warrant? It was so dangerous, so damning. And then Peter Strzok urges Americans to trust the FBI. I went into this last night in a long monologue on TV. I'm going to say some of this again because it deserves to be said. And, you know, when you look at this unprecedented, never happened before search and seizure of Mar-a-Lago, it has eroded further Americans' mistrust in the FBI. And you see the outrage over there. All they have done for the last 6 years is try and crush and kill this guy. 3 years, Russia, Russia, Russia. It was all a lie based on his opponent's dossier. And then it was abused by the FBI upper echelon to get FISA warrants to spy on a presidential candidate and then a president. I mean, this is important. And everybody says, you know, well, criticizing the FBI, that's a, you're causing people to act dangerous. No, we don't want, this show condemns all violence. We revere law enforcement. If anybody is a bad cop, they need to be taken in, arrested, and justice should be served on them. And that's part of the problem. And anybody that would be involved in violence, especially against law enforcement, I support the death penalty for that. So just because you have criticism of the 5% or 3% or whatever percent it is that abuse power to corrupt, does not in any way condone any violence. That would be the things that Chuck Schumer supported on the steps of the Supreme Court. That would be Maxine Waters telling everybody to get in people's faces. That would be Madonna saying, I dream an awful lot about blowing up the White House. That would be Kamala Harris saying, take note, beware, they're not going to stop rioting. And they shouldn't stop rioting. That would be them. We're the ones that believe in law and order and peace and security for every American. And we believe in institutions being protected, elected officials being protected, law enforcement being protected. And if there's any threats, they deserve the proper protection. Put people around them. If anybody becomes a target, protect law enforcement. And where were these people in the summer of 2020 when all those cops were being injured, thousands of them with bricks and rocks and bottles, et cetera. Anyway. So you ask, well, why is there this distrust of this, what should be the world's premier law enforcement agency? They've brought this on themselves. They literally themselves have created the distrust in the country. And, you know, when you look at Peter Strzok's, you know, text to Lisa Page. I mean, I've gone through this now for 3 days. Trump's not ever going to be president, right? Right? Please tell me, right? Peter Strzok, no, he's not. We will stop it. You're going to use your power as an FBI agent to stop it? And then a week later, texting Lisa Page, I want to believe the path that you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, Andy McCabe, I assume, there's no way that he ever gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the event that you die before you're 40. We'll stop him? An FBI agent? Think about that. Top agent in the FBI with an insurance policy that will thwart the will of the American people to ensure one candidate can never win a free and fair election? How did that guy not go to jail? How is that possible? He signed a book deal. His girlfriend works at MSDNC. And Peter Strzok, you know, we'll make sure that doesn't, we'll stop it. He's on with Morning Liberal Joe. I mean, it's unbelievable. Then you got Andrew McCabe. He was open in his hatred of Donald Trump. We know Comey hated Donald Trump. All these people I played last night, Yates, Comey, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, all these people that signed the FISA applications, without which we wouldn't have had the FISA application approved without Hillary's dirty Russian misinformation dossier she paid for. Oh, knowing what we know now, we wouldn't have signed it. Well, it says at the top of the application, verified, and you signed it. There wouldn't have been any warrants without you, with you verifying it. And you were warned that it was unverifiable, and you all did it anyway. And the problem is nobody's been held accountable. Nobody held Hillary Clinton accountable for deleting 33,000 emails, top secret classified emails that even the FBI believed was hacked by foreign countries, enemy countries. Or deleting, you know, using bleach bit, busting up devices with hammers. Jim Comey leaking confidential government material to the media through a friend, he gets a pass. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop for a year, they get a pass. You got the real quid pro quo with Joe withholding $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired. We know why. That's why people don't trust the FBI. They've earned the distrust of the upper echelon of the FBI. We're not talking about rank and file.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.